case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the podcast right now.
Last night, another masked singer was unmasked. Baby turned out to be Ella Hooper, and she joins me on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be out of the mask.
Pretty crazy costume, right? How much did that head actually weigh?
You don't want to know. I can't, like, look, they never told me how much it weighed, which makes me think it was possibly...
An OH&S issue?
An OH&S issue, because it bloody felt like one. Yeah, no, it was incredibly heavy, and the weight sat way, way, way above my head. So I couldn't do anything, like I literally couldn't really stand on one leg or bend down at the knee because I would not be getting back up. It was pretty tricky.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a pretty expressive performer. So how did you go being so restricted in the costume?
Yeah, that was so hard. And basically I was covered in bruises in there because I couldn't stop moving. I can't stop moving. So I was bumping up against the edges of my suit, and it was, you know, each hand alone was like super, super heavy. But me being me, I wanted her to wave and I wanted her to clap and I wanted her to touch her face. And I talk about baby like she's a real person, but all those movements were like, I would pay for them later. But yeah, it was so fun.
Yeah. Now, one of the cool things about the costume was that the eyes moved. Now, did you have control over that? Or is there someone just sitting side stage with like a little joystick just going back and forth during the show?
Exactly. It was a lady with a joystick at the side of the stage trying to keep her eye on me. But I can't claim to have had anything to do with her amazing eye movements. But I loved that she had animatronic eyes. I reckon that added so much to her. If she had static eyes, it just wouldn't have been the same. So,
I think
yeah.
It would have been more creepy if it had static eyes.
Yeah, that's true. Although it was pretty creepy when she would look slowly side to side. I wish she could have rolled her eyes. That's one wish I had, is that she could have go up and down like one of those creepy baby dolls.
Yeah, that would have been pretty cool. So you were one that I really struggled to guess until Danny Minogue kind of put all the clues together. And we even have a giant Killing hiding poster that I walk past every single day to get to the studio. Did you have many people guess it was you straight away?
Not many straight away, even people that know me. So, and I tried really hard to change my voice, but when I watched back, I was like, oh, bugger, nah, that's clearly me. So, like, some people, yeah, very few guessed me straight away, but a fair few guessed me by the end. But I also tried to pick songs that were a little bit uncharacteristic for me. So, you know, we did start out with a rock song and I thought, oh, the jig's going to be up if we do a rock song. But the more pop songs we did, I was like, no, I think I'm confusing people now, which is good.
Yeah. Was it fun to kind of sing and perform something that you're not really used to then?
Definitely. Like, that's a huge part of the appeal is after, you know, after 20 bloody 2 years doing what you do, you look for different opportunities where you can do something just different that you don't get to do all the time, and also just show a little bit of range and show a little bit of humour, because, you know, we're performers, but we sort of get stuck playing the same old songs.
Yeah, it was good to see you changing it up now that I do know that it was you. Seeing all the clues play out week by week, was it a bit like walking down memory lane for you? Did it bring up any crazy stories you'd forgotten about?
Yeah, like half the clues I didn't get. I was like, what? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Their clues are so deep and their clues are so hard that I was like, I'm not even sure what that's referring to. And then I'd remember something that I did in the 2000s. And so, yeah, it was nice sort of going down memory lane.
Was it creepy how much they actually found out about you, though? Did it have you a bit concerned?
Yeah, it was absolutely stunning. Like, it's weird when people know more about you than you do. Somehow.
Yeah. So one last question. We're doing a bit of a thing here in Ballarat at the moment, trying to find the best chocolate in the favourites box. Can I put a vote down for you? What's your favourite in the favourites box, Ella Hooper?
Whoa. Are there crunchies in the favourite box?
There are indeed.
Look, are there cherry ripes in the favourite box?
There is, but if you answer cherry ripe, I'm just going to have to kick you off this interview because it is not a good chocolate.
That is controversial. Okay, I'll say crunchy then. I love a crunchy.
Okay, perfect. Either way, what you're going to answer, though, I have to wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining me, Ella.
No worries. Have a good one.
The Masked Singer returns Sunday, Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 10, and that's when you can check out the next Unmasking.